Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our illustrious military, 5 years ago, dug up some dead, frozen sailors, some whalers, up near the Arctic Circle at an old cemetery, and they were frozen continually, and they got live 1918 Spanish flu influenza viruses out of their lungs. And now they're saying scientists have created it. Why, they have artificially manufactured it. Yeah, how did you do that? By copying the original viruses that you already had. Now you're replicating them, and then simultaneously, why, the new bird flu is very, very similar, and it's going to get you any minute unless we can inject you forcibly and have troops patrolling your streets and running your lives. And while you're busy worried about that, a couple of select globalists can suck the treasury dry through their corporate welfare. And that's what they're doing. 200 plus billion with the Iraq war. Talking about 200 billion now with Katrina and Rita. And Bush's speech, he said, you know, there in the French Quarter, oh, it's going to be all locals getting the contracts. Almost no locals are getting contracts. In fact, there's only a few contracts out of hundreds in the state of Louisiana or Mississippi. But it doesn't matter. All lies. Who cares if they lie? So we'll talk about this whole bird flu situation, the Spanish flu situation, all of it. Bush gives a speech. These evil Islamicists are going to kill us any minute. They're just deadly. They're everywhere. They're creeping around under every rock. They don't tell you that our own government funds and controls them. No, it's every Muslim's going to kill us any minute. They've got big, long, 14-inch fangs, and they're just sneaking around under every table leg, ready to savage you like demonic pit bulls. Well, then why does our government bring in record numbers of them? Again, I don't want to hear it. Either way, I mean, if Muslims are the spawn of Beelzebub, or they're wonderful, regardless, why is our government pumping us full of them just as fast as they can? Because it's called balkanization, order out of chaos. So when you hear a sniveling neocon on the radio, day after day, hour after hour, the Muslims are going to kill us. They're going to get us. They're going to savage us. Oh, I love George Bush. Oh, he protects us from them. Why does George Bush bring them in such mass? Again, it doesn't hold water. Just like, oh, we got to have troops running your life and aiming machine guns at you and no due process, martial law. But the borders stay wide open. None of it holds water. All right, I'm not kidding when I say this. We're going to do it today. When we get back, I'm going to cover a few news items. We're going to go to your calls throughout this broadcast because the callers bring up so many interesting items, directions we never go in, or news that I meant to cover that I never have time to get to. You bring it up, and you make the program really educational, really informative. So kind of like the C-SPAN, Washington Journal format, whatever you want to talk about, you are welcome, but we're going to limit you to about a minute and a half and move on to the next caller, no matter how good your call is, because I always get bogged down in all these great calls and let you elaborate forever, and then I end up elaborating on it for eons and eons. And well, then the show ends, and we haven't covered but a tenth of the info that needed to be gone over. Obviously, there's this espionage case going on in the White House, and that's nothing, folks, compared to the real espionage going on. And everybody wants me to talk about this young college student that blew himself up at an OU game. Yeah, it's very suspicious. He probably wasn't committing suicide, or by that he was committing suicide, but not individually. It probably was some Fruit Loop Islamist follower. So let's all give our rights up to the nice men in black mask because some zit-faced twit wanted to be a jihadi. Not afraid of these people. There are real jihadis. We'll take them out.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. It is Thursday, the sixth day of October 2005. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 51 minutes. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. They're saying this is the first case ever of espionage and spies in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clinton over 150 times had Chinese generals and Chinese spy chiefs in the White House giving them classified briefings, openly for campaign cash. Publicly, the Commerce Department had Chinese generals and colonels in it with Ron Brown sending literally thousands of faxes and emails to the Communist Chinese. Alger Hiss, running the State Department, was an admitted Soviet agent. The KGB files have been released. Of course, our government knew that the entire time and wanted to arm Russia to build them up so that they could have this false bipolar world and set up a military-industrial complex here that, of course, Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us of in his farewell address in 1961. So, I mean, to say first case ever, I could literally, well, I did literally, I did hundreds of talk shows back in the mid and late 1990s on TV and radio about Bill Clinton the traitor. And now George Bush does stuff that literally makes that pale in significance, and so-called conservatives could care less. Just like they could care less that Myers, this new pick, this is no exaggeration, it makes Hillary Clinton look conservative. They don't care. They're defending her on talk radio right now. I heard it driving into the office this morning. It doesn't matter. Reality doesn't matter. The government doubling its growth rate doesn't matter. Every big socialist, great society, FDR, LBJ program put to shame. Doesn't matter. The dollar plunging in value. Doesn't matter. The border's completely wide open. Bush openly calling for complete capitulation and amnesty. Doesn't matter. Appointing gun-grabbing judges everywhere. Appointing people to the federal judiciary, the Attorney General of Alabama, who went after Judge Roy Moore. And I hear the sniveling, drooling, moronic, subgrade moron, neocons all over talk radio talking about how Bush is great and the liberals tried to get Judge Moore. Go from us. Forget that you were ever our countrymen. Go kneel and lick the hand that feeds you. Listen, I could care less about Bush. He's a sniveling puppet. But he's there to neutralize conservatives to make you think everything's all right. And let me give you a newsflash. If Bill Clinton would have tried this, he would have been removed from office. We almost did it. But there was sabotage going on with Kenneth Starr and others, because he was on Hutchinson Wampo's main lawyer, getting literally millions from the Chi-Coms. So they couldn't go after Clinton on any substantive issue because the Republican leadership was all in it up to their eyeballs. In fact, it was neocon directives. Hey, let us ship reactors to North Korea. Rumsfeld memos to Clinton making the money. Hey, let us give these supercomputers. Okay. And then the neocons would all jump up and down screaming at Clinton when he was doing what he was told by the people he vacations with, the people that call him son, the Bushes, who recruited him into the Central Intelligence Agency in the late 1960s. George Bush Sr. has been Bill Clinton's handler since 1968. Do you understand that? We have the documents. It is confirmed. It is well known. And now you get to see the old spy chief with his greatest protege, person he really considers to be his son, and now they call him son. And he badmouths Bush Jr., the drooling idiot, and Bush Sr. says, I don't care, I love Bill Clinton. You bet you do. Because your mentor, David Rockefeller, calls him son. Because Bill Clinton's mother was a well-known whore who was impregnated by the Republican governor who was a Rockefeller, and that is well-known. Do I have to go on about this anymore? Wake up. It is a staged event. This is a hereditary gang, all interbred together. You know, I say that Kerry and Bush Jr. are cousins on 16 sides, and every time I say that, I get emails going, 16 sides? There's no such thing. There's two sides. No, every other cousin and uncle is related. It's just cousins on every side. It's like a breed of dog. It's like if you have a basset hound, it's related to every other basset hound on the earth because it comes from that original breed. If you have a Boston Terrier, it is. They're all related closely. I don't mean distant. I mean third cousins, fifth cousins, nine cousins, 12 cousins. Just cousins, 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 cousins. Just everywhere. Everyone's related to everybody. When they marry a wife, she's related to everybody. They're just all cousins. It's a breed of creature. That's what they look at, is bloodlines. And they just laugh at us. They put on these little shows, these little acts. Right now, the Democrats are out attacking Bush. Al Gore saying, America's turning into a police state. Martial law. There's so... Everything Al Gore and Bill Clinton did is the exact page and verse, just an earlier part of the program, that Bush is now doing. But see, every time Bush really gets in trouble, Clinton and Gore come out and attack, and then that actually boosts Bush, because that makes conservatives who were going, Notice, they only attack when conservatives are finally going, wait a minute, Myers might as well be Ho Chi Minh, this new Supreme Court creature. Well, wait a minute, Gonzalez is more liberal than Mao Zedong. You know, literally, what is going on here? Every time that happens, they come out and try to get us back into our two groups. And I know I belabor this a lot, but this is the key to it all. I know people who will admit, yeah, I know those towers had to be brought down. Yeah, I know Bush is taking our rights. Yeah, I know. Well, at least he ain't Bill Clinton or Hillary. Rupert Murdoch every week has a four-hour lavish private dinner at his home with Hillary. They're the best of friends, and they've always been friends. Fox News, the bedrock, it's all, say it with me, staged. You've heard about the hundreds of millions in fake newscasts. You've heard about the hundreds of millions in all these fake broadcasts. You've heard about it all. You know it. Why do you buy it? And that goes for you two Democrats. As soon as the Democrats are in office, you're going to love secret arrest of citizens. You're going to love Patriot Act II. You're going to love gun confiscations. You're going to love martial law. Stop it. Stop it. Stop being conned. Stop being manipulated. Stop it. We're either all going to come together as populist constitutionalist, and we either see that big government is a tool of the elite. The liberals need to realize, goodness gracious, when I push for big government, I give corporations power over me, political, military, police power. Do you want that? Answer is no. Conservatives need to realize to stop going, all corporations are perfect and I love them. And so what if they're getting a bunch of big corporate welfare? That's horrible. That's much worse than some woman getting welfare who's got three kids. You know, it's time to get the paradigm shift in place, or it's over. Sean in Michigan, first caller, you're on the air. Welcome, Sean.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Alex. And I just want to give you some quick news real quick that's positive. I have been making massive copies of martial law, trying to get them out to a lot of my professors and other really intelligent people who I know will watch them, because 9/11 really is the basis to getting our freedom back. That's pretty much everything.
It's their foundation, and it's our foundation. If their fraud fails on this, it is a linchpin. They're going down. Let me tell you something. We've already got over half the public. We listen, that's conservative. That's major polls. We are winning.
Absolutely, Alex. Something I wanted to ask you about, I had a woman come up to me at my university and hand me a flyer. It was called The World Can't Wait, and it was a call to actually drive out. Man, this is reading off the actual paper itself. Drive out the Bush regime. And, they had some things on here that were truths, and they had some things on here that I really had to question.
Yeah, the Democrats are going to save us. They're there, and I'm sure that person's well.
Yeah, they say that they know that the Democrats aren't going to be the savior. I just want to know who they're funded by, you know, because we know that the government or the elite will fund these kinds of programs and then, you know, drive them into the ground.
Well, you can do Yahoo or Google, or I'm going to start trying to promote other search engines. Google's getting too powerful, but you can do. And by the way, Yahoo's just as good, I found, or better in some cases. You need to go and do search engines off the name of the group, and then you can track back and trace its lineage.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to do a little bit of that. Haven't been finding out too much information on that.
I wouldn't spend all day on it. I mean, you know, I wouldn't worry about what other groups are doing. You're doing the right thing.
Right.
I mean, you're off waking people up.
Yeah, without a doubt. Have you actually found out who is funding these Reconquista and La Raz groups?
Uh-huh. Yes, the State Department, the Defense Department, and the Ford Foundation.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, those are all very upstanding Hispanic organizations, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to ask them why the military-industrial complex is funding them if they're so revolutionary.
Oh, yeah. Well,
listen, I appreciate your call, my friend. You keep it up. What response have you gotten giving out martial law?
Oh, I've gotten a great response. You know, when people come back and they're talking about it, you know, in school and stuff, and, you know, I'm talking about it in class, making comments about it.
Well, tell them to pay it. Tell them to pay it forward. You ever seen Pay It Forward?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Kevin Spacey movie? Yeah, tell them to pay it forward. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Richard in Nebraska, you're on the air. Welcome, Richard.
Hi. I just heard on the main news last night where they're saying the CIA is now refusing to appear in front of the September 11th commission. I don't know what they're trying to make out of it because
it's more theater. They're acting like the commission's real. They're acting like, and then the former head of the CIA is Tenet's refusing to testify, and we're not about to, we have executive privilege, yes.
Oh, it's just more of a what you would call a showpiece to give emphasis on themselves, huh?
Well, they constantly do that.
Ah, right, right, right. Okay, I just noticed that on the news, and I thought I would.
Yeah, they play these little ruses on a daily basis. It is totally, you know, it's like we've got all these whistleblowers about torture at Abu Ghraib and in Iraq going and testifying, and McCain sits there and listens, and then it all goes right down the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's disgusting. That's so disgusting that they do that.
Tell me, soldier, everything you know. Tell me every contact, but tell me an executive session.
No. Well, I think under that you have to only tell your name, rank, and serial number. It used to be in the old days, that was.
Well, they think that they're blowing the whistle, and then they go off and die in a car wreck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all an intelligence operation.
I believe that, especially after what they did to Michael New and everything.
I appreciate your call. Anything else in your mind?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, sir. 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones. We're taking your calls. 1-800-259-9231. We always love first-time callers. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Florida. Welcome, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I just wanted to make a comment about your websites being down.
My websites aren't down. They're being blocked by Time Warner.
Right, that's what I mean, being blocked by Time Warner. I mean, you know, to me, that's just the last straw. You know, I've listened to you for a long time, and things like this, just wide out in the open censorship is disgusting. And I made a call this morning, and it was just, I got the runaround by some girl up in Canada. I was talking to somebody in Canada, and I asked her all these questions about, first she tells me she's got a list of these websites that are also having trouble. Then I ask her, oh, great, well, give me some names of the list. You know, give me some names off the list. I'll try it right now. Well, I don't have any names off the list. So first she tells me she's got one, then all of a sudden she doesn't have
it. Well, let me explain what's happened. And it's, you know, George Norrie last night was really concerned. He, you know, they called me up. They said, what's happening? Do you want to come on and talk about it? And I said, no. Let me give them some time to fix it. And I don't know if Time Warner realizes that we're going to have to go on 580 radio stations and talk about this. I mean, if I want to, I can go right on and talk about it. And we've done the trace routes. We've had people all over the country, from Ohio to Kansas City to Austin, Texas, send their trace routes to them. And it's not our DNS servers. It is a blockage in their system. We now have it confirmed, blocking us, and we even know the switch that's doing it, and they will not go flip it. They will not go fix it. There is a block there. Now, was it intentional? This has been going on and off with them, and you got to realize we did get the number. In between AOL, it's AOL and Time Warner, Roadrunner and then the dial-up with AOL, around 26% of the total U.S. market we cannot get to at this point. And people are literally, we're getting hundreds and hundreds of emails an hour. People are absolutely flipping out. It's like withdrawals or something. And there's nothing wrong with our websites. They're up. They're sailing along nicely. And and look, you already can't get on at almost all the libraries, colleges. They admittedly have filters on us.
Yeah, it's definitely intentional because the bottom line is you're scaring the hell out of them. And, you know, your website gets a ton of hits and the truth is coming out, man. And you know, they're running for cover. That's all there is to it. You've got them scared. I mean, what else can it be?
Well, you know, yesterday we said, you know, we don't know. We know they're blocking us. Now, we specifically talked to high-level IT people. They know they're blocking it, and they just won't fix it.
Yeah, after that call I made this morning, you can tell people, you know, I just get the feeling that they know what's going on. They're just afraid to say it. That's all it is.
Well, I got to tell you, the person you're probably talking to knows a little bit about it, but not much, but...
No, I asked her. She actually admitted that the government. She actually admitted to me that, yeah, under circumstances, the government can come in and tell them which sites to censor. She actually admitted that to me in not so many words. And I said, "Well, are you happy with that? Can you live with that? Or are you Canadians happy with stuff like that?" Well, there's nothing we can do. I said, "Well, you're just as spineless as most Americans. You know, it's crap." I said, "You're perfectly willing to admit that the government can come in and censor you, and there's nothing you can do about it." It was just, it made me sick.
Well, there is something people can do about it, and that's drop Time Warner AOL. Thanks for the call. You bet. And listen, I think the service with Roadrunner is good. I mean, I've had other services. I have it. Listen, I can't get on my own website. I'm on a RovinNet dial-up, which is working pretty good, but uploading websites is hard with a dial-up. And, I mean, it's just every Roadrunner in the country is just gone. And they know the problem and won't fix it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I've been living this so long, I've gotten so close to the problem that I get desensitized. George Bush openly, 2 days ago, and he was saying yesterday, saying we need the troops to forcibly inoculate the public, lock down cities, not let you leave, martial law. And CNN said, this is martial law. I mean, we're openly hearing discussions of martial law, but the borders will stay wide open, but you're going to be under martial law. And then there's a flood. We need martial law. There's a hurricane. We need martial law. Terrorists are going to attack us. We need troops in the grocery stores. We need troops in the shopping malls. I mean, they're openly saying this, and they're saying, oh, by the way, they'll search you for guns and drugs while they're at it. Mixing guns in with the word drugs. Anybody figuring this out? I mean, they're just constantly basting us, acclimating us, preparing us to accept this takeover. And it should make everybody really upset and angry. The feds can't protect you. They won't protect you. They're not going to protect you. Now, we're going to... Oh, Alex and Mass just hung up, so we're going to go to John, Jeff, Steve, Justin, and many others here in just a few minutes. But we do need to talk about just this endless fear-mongering. And, you know, some people don't like it that I said that SARS was a fraud. 1 billion of us were going to die, didn't kill 1 billion people, killed 200. And then later they said in the medical journals, well, we don't even know if that was SARS. We don't even know if that was SARS. SARS is a nice little term, and it's some respiratory problem, and there'll just be people dying from the flu, but, you know, we got to have quarantines in Dallas and Toronto. We got to talk about forcible injections and martial law, and, oh, now the avian flu's coming. It's going to kill a billion of you. Give up all your rights. And I'm sorry, folks. Now, even if this stuff's real, giving up your rights isn't going to do anything. Giving up your freedom isn't going to do anything. It's not going to stop a bird, you know, geese, from flying into your area. And by the way, it's always been rats and fleas and things that bite you and, you know, things that you end up eating or things that you end up being in close contact with that you get these things from. You don't just like, oh, no, somebody's got it, we're all dead. But I'm saying the threat's real because the government could use a nerve gas or they could use just an outbreak of something they released that's controllable. I mean, they almost shut D.C. down and didn't let them have protests because, oh, we found some rabbit fever. Why, rabbit fever is no big deal, folks. Well, we did find small traces. We had biological testers out in the crowd. And, ooh, see, we may not allow big gatherings anymore because rabbit fever, run for the hills! I'm not going to be a willing or unwilling dupe of this. I'm not going to go along with it and help create the hype and the fear. You should be concerned and afraid, though, because they are hyping this up, and they are gearing up for something. But, you know, I've gotten phone calls from people, hey, man, stop, you know, stop saying it's not a threat. Hey, you know, oh, hey, I'm my own person. I haven't bowed to the New World Order, and I'm not going to bow to anybody else except God. It's just not going to happen. But because we are in this atmosphere of martial law, and it's good for you, and foreign troops are here to help, and bio attacks are coming, the point is you better have some storable food, whether it's a month, you know, something. You better just do it. And then if nothing happens in a year, eat that food and buy more. I mean, you better do this, folks. You better have water filters. You better have some firearms and ammo. It's great to have some boogie point, some family that's got a farm or a ranch or some property. 2 acres, it doesn't matter, out in the middle of nowhere, you know, that's got water nearby, where if something does get released, or they say something's released, and they're locking cities down, you can get away from it and be out there for 6 months a year and take care of your family. So when the Army trucks are driving around forcibly injecting people, you know, with their lobotomy injections, that you won't be part of it. Everything will be all right now. You're about to join us. Here's your shot. We love you. There, now you won't worry too much. I mean, really, it's coming down to that. It's body snatcher level. Don't worry about the fake plagues. Worry about the injections. Worry about the troops they send. Worry about that. Worry about not screaming bloody murder and getting involved and saying, we know the government's behind terrorism. We know that they've been behind the chemical, biological, and radiological testing in the past. We know about the atomic soldiers and the atomic children here and in Israel and in Russia. We know about all the testing, the thousands of open-air testing of chemical and biologicals on us. We know about it all. And so if anything does happen, we don't trust you and we don't like you and we're going to blame you. Because you didn't control the borders and because evidence shows you're going to be behind the attacks. Then they'll stick their finger up in the wind and go, oh, they're not going to buy it. We can't do it. Look, they already tried forcible injection of 14 million people in 2002. The Associated Press and the LA Times both reported that 99%+ refused. 4,000 firemen, police, medical workers out of 14 million. The majority were medical workers. 4,000 out of 14 million took the shots. And I remember talking to Austin Cosmer. We were talking to, you know, we had sheriffs on, we had fire chiefs on. They were going, they told us our insurance is revoked if we don't take these shots. Well, we're not taking it. There just won't be a fire department. And I mean, I had countless ones on from Arkansas and Florida and Texas. Why did they do it? Because people said the emperor has no clothes. The emperor is butt naked because a whole bunch of epidemiologists and virologists and scientists and nurses and doctors and and went forward and said, wait a minute, smallpox, if an enemy attacks us, is going to be weaponized. The smallpox vaccine doesn't protect against that. And they gave the troops the anthrax shots, and all the medical reports say it made them really sick and didn't even protect them. Covered seven spore types, when the Russian variety alone has 150 to 300 spore varieties, doesn't even protect you. Why should we take this? And by the way, it's going to kill thousands of people if 14 million of us take it. That's the numbers. And it'll actually spread live smallpox and can cause a limited outbreak. And Tommy Thompson said, no, you've got to take it. There was no law. He tried to get states to pass laws. A handful did. Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Think about that. And then a year after, when they canceled the program, he said, I'm not going to take it. I never said take it. When he'd been all over TV saying take it. You remember that. But listen, this shows us something good. The cops may carry out unconstitutional operations. The doctors might, you know, when they're being oppressive. But bottom line, they deep down now don't trust the government. And the word got out with them, and they went, no, this doesn't make sense. No, I'm not going to take that. No way. 14 million, 4,000 dead. 4,000. And then they told police and the local military units, National Guard, oh, we're going to train you and pay you for forced inoculation. We're going to use all the local sports stadiums at the high schools and middle schools to do this, and we're going to take people in, and if they refuse, we're going to have to use lethal force. And they said, no, They said, you don't have to take it, but you have to train to force those to take it. And the majority of the people said, no, I'm not going to do that either. No way. And then she magically now, oh, the SARS will get you. Oh, the bird flu will get you. Oh, it's all over. And then a bunch of people jump on the bandwagon, and they've got the magic super bullet that will just defeat... I mean, you could, you know, aim a magic pyramid at it or a magic spray or throw a magic pill at it, and if a 14-mile, 15-mile across asteroid's coming at the Earth, it'll make it just a poof into smoke. I mean, instead of telling people just, yeah, you should be healthy, you should be jogging, you should be getting in shape, you should be eating healthy food, you shouldn't be drinking aspartame or eating artificial salts like MSG, excuse me, you should be doing all this. I'm not knocking all that, but you know, the point is we should really be getting prepared instead of cuddling in the corner with a bottle of God liquid or whatever. I mean, you know, we don't need magic talismans, folks. We need God, and we need the will and the courage to stand up against this. I just see the patriot community, you know, descending into orgies of snake oil, and you know, that's stupid. You know, there are legitimate things we can do here in this fight. And speaking of that, we'll get to your calls in a moment. She's been holding for 10 minutes. She brought it up during the break. I was talking to her. She said, Alex, aren't you concerned about Bush and the forced inoculation comments? And I'm like, yeah, I've talked about it, but Debbie, you're right. I need to talk about that more. What's wrong with me? I've gotten too close to this. And you know, Debbie, water, if you don't have water for 3 days in a hot situation, you die. 2 weeks without it, you die. If you're sitting still, you know, oxygen, water, food, and paramount is oxygen and water. You guys have got Made in America, preeminent. Gravity filters that'll turn swamp water into delicious, clean drinking water. And Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. I didn't know I was going to open a can of worms when I asked you, but I was glad to hear what you had to say, because when I heard it on the radio, or I think it was TV I heard it, that was my very first thought, was, I wonder what Alex is saying about this. And it does get right back to, you know, protecting yourself health-wise, you know, protect yourself health-wise by, you know, having, you know, the best care of your body, and one of that is through water. And it is important to be hydrated. The more hydrated you are, the better it is for your system, and the more you can fight off things. So
I haven't been drinking enough water. For a while I was, but I'm getting back to it, and love the Big Berkeys. You've got a couple specials going right now, and people shouldn't procrastinate and wait till it's too late. They should, you know, get the Berkey and stop drinking all the poison that's in the water. Debbie, give us the different specials.
Well, we have the Berkey Lights for $1.99 with the Berkey Light without lights, and you get one free gift with it, and the Berkey Light with lights, and you get that with two free gifts, and it can be the sport bottles or the potassium iodate.
And you have Made America stainless steel bodies with the black elements.
Yes, we do, and that's our new product, and it is really great. We have four different sizes now of Berkey's in the stainless steel, and you can get them with two black filters, and they're expandable to add more filters, and they're very reasonable. And you do get the sport bottles or the potassium iodate with those also. And
which one? I bought two of those in the last month.
I really like the Royal Berkey. It's the 3.5 gallon, 3.25 gallon, 3.25 gallon, and it's only $260.
Which one did I buy though? I bought the smaller one.
You probably bought the regular big Berkey size.
That was $225, right?
Right, $235.
Okay, and by the way, those are like $300 in stores. But
the thing about the Royal Berkey is I like it. It's just a little bit bigger than the big Berkey, but when, you know, it holds 3.25 gallons, it's perfect. It's like the perfect size for a family because you
especially
don't run out of water.
Especially if you want to cook with good water.
Yes, yeah, and I do that. I make my coffee or tea or, you know, cook noodles, whatever. You use your Berkey water, and it gives you that extra gallon. And it's really a pretty system. It's embossed, engraved with the Berkey logo and everything. It's really nice. It's
no, they're beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's the gift I give to family that just won't, for some reason, stop drinking tap water. I just buy it and then basically enforce that they drink out of that.
I know. Well, you know, once they start drinking with it, my brother-in-law finally got one, and he started drinking with it, and now that's all he does. And they're finally realizing that I wasn't crazy when I kept telling them what a difference it made.
Well, it's like, you know, taking the Pepsi challenge. Once you've been drinking out of a Luscious Berkey for a month, then try to drink tap water. It tastes like rancid.
Oh, I know. I mean,
folks, it's like somebody who drinks a lot of whiskey. They get accustomed to it. The same thing with drinking tap water. You don't taste it, you know, how bad this stuff is. Give Debbie a call right now. The phones are busy. Leave your name and number twice. They'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that special, and tell them in the comment section what free gift you want, the potassium iodate. In case there's a nuclear attack, it fills the thyroid with a good iodine, and you take it when there's an attack. The feds have all issued it to their people, but don't tell the public to get it. And it's the medical core type that's easy to hold down and absorb. They also have the Sheltering in Place DVD and the sports bottles, whatever you want, the sports bottle filters. Give her a call right now, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. I want to thank you for coming on, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex. And if there's anybody out there that had been trying to call during all the different hurricanes and I still haven't gotten back with them, if they want to call me back, I'm still trying to reach people, but keep calling me, too, and we will hook up.
All right,
and
Debbie,
we'll get those orders in, okay?
Thanks,
Alex?
A million. Take care. All right, let's go to your calls. And listen, I've been having Debbie on a little bit more than I have in the past. Normally, she comes on about once a week. I'm trying to have her on twice a week because I believe in this. I mean, drinking a lot of water is really good for you, and there's a lot of poisons in the water, and you're also totally dependent on the government if you don't have filtration when there's a crisis, and I just believe in it, and it's time to take action. 888-803-4438. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Thank you for holding. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess up next would be Jeff. Okay, John in California, then Jeff, Steve, and others. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I just want to say first that everything you just said about the water, the stored food, the guns, ammo, I got them all, and everyone should have them. Anyone that doesn't is absolutely nuts.
But Hollywood movies say you're crazy if you're prepared.
I don't care what they say.
You're supposed to live up in a big high-rise with like a one-day supply of food, totally pathetic, totally dependent on the government. It's bad to love America. It's bad to have a four-wheel drive. It's bad to be able to skin a buck or run a trot line. It's bad to be able to spit some beech nut in that dude's eye. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. And then exactly what you were saying about the whole SARS situation, people don't realize that tens of thousands of people a year die of the regular flu, and they're hyping up 100 or 200 people, if that, dying of the SARS stuff. It's ridiculous. Fear-mongering to the hilt. And then also on the ISP, the Roadrunner thing, I have Roadrunner, and I went home last night, tried to get on all your sites, nothing. Called customer service. The girl was really nice. We don't block any sites. We don't do any of that. But no, you know, I'm telling her, I'm on it. It's not a local issue. She says, well, maybe it's just your computer. no, lady, you need to look into this because it's nationwide. It was just ridiculous. I can't even believe that they're doing it.
Well, I mean, we've talked to the IT people. They're blocking it, and they just say, yeah.
I know. And like I said, I was checking to see if it was in my area, and sure as that wasn't. I told her, you know, as nice as I could, if this isn't fixed very soon, you'll be losing my business and hopefully a lot more. Because the only thing these people understand is money.
I'm not exaggerating. I haven't counted them. It's hundreds, and it's like, I don't know, close to a thousand. There's masses of emails, hundreds every few hours. Put it to you that way.
Just need to stop paying them and get a new ISP.
Well, George Norrie was like covering, avian flu threats and new hurricanes and, you know, all these big news items, and then he cuts into 2 or 3 minutes on InfoWars not being accessible. I mean, I don't know if I'm surprised that it's such big news they're blocking me, but if it's on purpose, it is big news.
That's right.
And it's really, really scary, but, I mean, they should know national radio shows without my prompting. You know, this is like a big news item, and
yep.
They need to fix it, and they just refuse. They just laugh at us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This Time Warner censorship situation illustrates that we should all value the fact that we can go on the internet and read the government plan to carry out 9/11, Operation Northwoods. You don't think they're happy about you being able to read that declassified document, are you? No, they're not happy. You don't think they're happy about the fact that we can post end-to-end their lies, showing them in video clips contradicting themselves, something TV will never do, mainstream TV. You think they're happy that the newspaper readership's down by 60% in the last 10 years? You think they're happy that cable news viewership is plunging and that the alternative web is exploding? No, they're panicking. And so they bought up the backbone of the Internet. They're buying it all up with Internet 2. They're restricting it. And we know there's filters. We know that's already going on. But when you got Time Warner doing it with 25-plus percent of the market, and then admittedly you got all the trace routes, you got the evidence, their own IT people go, yeah, there's a block, but we're not going to do anything about it, really. You know, that's what's happening. And it illustrates, I mean, think about what this network has had to do just to be on the radio. You know, before we even try to get AM and FM stations to pick us up, we have to line up programs, put hosts on the air from all over the country, get them dialed in to the central hub in Minneapolis-St. Paul, connect with the satellites, lease those satellites, then have those satellites hooked up correctly, send that out, have the tones and the music and the ads all prepared properly. Then the battle begins to get AM and FM stations to pick us up so we can just tell the truth. Then they're selling the advertisers to pay for all of it. You know, it's not an easy task. This information doesn't just come to you. And that's why it's important to, I always value the Internet. I value when I hear a local talk show host telling the truth. I go, wow, that's really special. That's a gemstone. That's why it's so sad to see so many of the other so-called patriots on other networks and places who are just COINTELPRO descending into attacking and savaging other people that are trying to do a good job. But that's their job, to tear down, because the globalists are desperate. They know we're hurting them, and we're having an effect. We're ringing the alarm bell. We're warning people. But we have a multifaceted, multivariate attack. We're on cable TV around the country through Access Television. Big audiences, hundreds of stations, hundreds of people that put us on, reaching millions of potential viewers. We are on AM and FM, old school. We have listeners all over the country that make copies of the shows on CD and give them to people. We also make the documentary films, which are the key in our fight. Because they're high quality, they're well produced, they're focused, they wake people up. It's incredible. Martial Law, my new film, is my best work. It needs to be seen. People need to have it. If you've got a copy, make copies. If you haven't gotten it, get Martial Law. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Make copies of them. Get them out. The globalists can't stop you from doing that. Not yet. Do it. It's effective. Use the tools. We know it works. Call right now and get the videos, even if you can't get online right now. 1-888-253-3139. Don't let them stop the information. 1-888-253-3139. Find out what they're so afraid of. 888-253-3139. Or if you got a different service, go to InfoWars.com and order them via the safe, secure online shopping cart. And our shopping cart's on a secure Yahoo system, so it's not down for people that have Time Warner. So you can just type an Alex Jones shopping cart and you'll get that, even if you can't get to our website. So please get the videos, get them out to people. By the way, I'll be showing my new remastered Dark Secrets coming up this Sunday at Alamo Draft House, and on Monday at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. Be there. We'll be right back. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.